One of the few places in Australia where you can interact with wild dolphins has become the latest battleground between developers and environmentalists. The quiet fishing village of Tin Can Bay near Fraser Island in Queensland has been earmarked for a $30 million marina development, and the issue has divided this small community. The decision on whether the marina gets the go-ahead is now in the hands of Federal Environment Minister Tony Burke. Cathy Van Extel reports from Brisbane.
Australia Zoo founder Bob Irwin, a long-time wildlife conservationist, has recently joined the campaign against the Tin Can Bay marina development. He's calling for a million objections to be lodged with the Federal Environment Minister.
I'm just trying to make people aware, I mean, not just Australians, but overseas people as well, because, you know, this is very important to our areas that we have left that are still almost pristine, and, you know, we've got to leave those for our grandchildren.
For the past 5 years, one of Queensland's leading property developers, the Seymour Group, has been working towards building a $30 million, 243-berth marina at Norman Point. Local environmentalists believe it'll harm the marine life, particularly a number of threatened species and their habitat. Under the Environment Protection and Biodiversity Conservation Act, Federal Environment Minister Tony Burke will need to decide whether they're right. Carol Gillies is president of the Southern Sandy Straits Marine Environment Group.
We have a large population of dugong in the area. Dugong are threatened around the world, and latest UN says they could be extinct within 40 years. These marine developments have the potential to impact on those populations through habitat destruction as well as direct impacts through vessel strike. We also have populations of marine turtles in the area and Indo-Pacific humpback dolphins, which are also threatened or endangered.
Tin Can Bay is famous for those dolphins. They've been interacting with residents and visitors for 30 years. Most mornings, two wild dolphins, locally known as Mystique and Patch, swim to the public boat ramp at Norman Point to be fed. 5 years ago, the Queensland government tried to ban hand feeding of the dolphins, arguing they needed protection. After a massive outcry, the ban was overturned, but Environment Department officers closely monitor the dolphin feeding. Now the state government is taking a hands-off approach to the prospect of the dolphins' feeding spot being replaced with a marina. Carol Gillies says the approval process for the development has been unusual.
The state and the local process were quite a strange process, I guess, in a sense. No one actually assessed the development overall. Each of the concurrent agencies in the state government reviewed it and said that from their perspective it looked okay. The local council argued that they only had jurisdiction over a rock wall because the rest of it was waterway. So from our perspective, nobody at this point has taken an overall picture of the development, both in terms of environmental, economic and social issues.
The developer has achieved approval by going through the local council. Even though most of the councillors are opposed to the marina project, Mayor Ron Dyne says they had no reasonable grounds to reject it.
It's a harbour, designated harbour area, and I perhaps would have preferred that state government be instrumental in giving the overall development approval and so forth, but that wasn't to be. The decision had to be council's because the application was put into council and council's acted accordingly.
Was a formal approach made to the minister to call in the project?
Two occasions I asked the minister if he was keen to participate and call it in, and on both occasions he indicated to me that wasn't going to be the case.
Why did you want the minister to call it in?
Councillors of the opinion that we were really small players in this whole thing with the control over the rock retaining wall and a bit of broadwalk, and the overall capacity was more in the state area, and therefore I believed it should have been a state consideration.
In a community of 2,000, the marina project has caused deep divisions.
It gets heated. There are some people that are very anti it, and there are some people that are very pro it. So obviously when that happens in a community like Tin Can Bay and Kalula Cove, you're going to get conflict, and that's just a fact of life.
Tin Can Bay Chamber of Commerce and Tourism President Kevin Rybel, a commercial fisherman, says the majority of his members are in favour of the development if it meets environmental conditions. He says Tin Can Bay's economic opportunities are limited.
We're bounded by the Great Sandy Marine Park, we're bounded by Wide Bay Training Area, we're bounded by the forestry, and we're bounded by the Great Sandy National Park. So there's not a lot of room for expansion, so I think you won't see a lot of explosion that you see and have seen further south of us in the Nooses and the Gold Coast, Sunshine Coast, etc.
Kevin Rybel is looking at potential employment opportunities for the community.
Tin Can Bay is unique as it is. But you've also got to progress on and move on. You can't let time stand still. There is a need for marina. There is a lot of public travelling. We're within a day's sail of Bundaberg, within a day's sail of Mooloolaba. It suits to have one in this area.
So far, 28,000 objections have been lodged with the Federal Environment Minister. A decision is not expected until at least January. Bob Irwin is concerned that approval of the development would be a setback to the push to extend Fraser Island's World Heritage protection.
Fraser Island, which is very, very close to this area, has a World Heritage listing, and there's a process in place at the moment for the Great Sandy Straits to be added onto that heritage listing. And I'm really concerned that if we have this type of project, then that's going to put that in some sort of jeopardy.
Mayor Ron Dyne believes the marina will change the unique character of Tincam Bay.
Well, I think it'll change it quite markedly, just the number of yachts and boats that it will moor and the visitations and so forth. Tincam Bay is probably one of the last fishing villages as such. It's fairly low key as far as all of the development and that goes, and it's an opportunity for people to interface with two dolphins that come into the creek there. In the main, it's a pretty laid back, nice fishing village that a lot of people around about my vintage anyway would remember of long time ago.
Sounds like a great place to visit. That's Ron Dyne. He's the mayor of the Gympie Regional Council. Ending that report by Cathy Van Extel in Brisbane. And the Seymour Group declined to be interviewed for that story while the matter is still before the federal government for consideration.